on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
When's mom going to be home? It's available now through Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google Play, Comcast, Vimeo, YouTube. Did you leave anybody out, Pat? Is there a guy in the street corner selling any of these?
Yes, it's everywhere.
How you doing?
John, I appreciate it, man. How are you?
I am fine. I think there's a chance that we might be married to the same woman.
Oh, man. That would be awesome. Tag in and tag out.
Right. But the problem is, I think the woman I'm married to is having an affair with a UPS driver. What about you?
Well, I would be on to that now because I haven't left the house much. That's what's so funny about this. You could tell we named this special 5 months ago, when's mom gonna be home? Because now it's like, when's mom not gonna be home? When's dad not gonna be home? When's dad gonna get a job?
It must be strange for your kids. I mean, being a stand-up comic, you're on the road, what, like 5 days a week at least?
Yeah, and that's what I was like trying to capitalize on when I first got sent home. It's like, let me load up on some family time and catch up. And now I feel all caught up. I am all caught up, overflowing with family time.
The reason why I brought up the UPS guy is it seems that your wife and my wife have an addiction to cardboard.
Oh, yeah. We got boxes coming in every day, everywhere I go. Front door, back door, trunk of the car. She used to ship stuff to her office and then, like, launder it through the work bag, just sneaking stuff. I didn't know what was coming or going. She was playing a huge shell game with me. Like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. Like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Like, before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question. You know those new shoes? Yeah. How much are those? They were 30% off.
Right.
Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger. The system is broken. Like, that's what I realize now. Like, we have time to fix some stuff right now. Like, the financial situation.
Right.
We need to have that stuff connected because we're all in debt. Like, you go to the, when you buy something at the register, wouldn't it be nice if all that stuff was connected? You get them, like, an alert. Like, hey, we just got a notice. You owe Chase Financial $9,000. Do you want to proceed with the purchase?
Right.
Yeah, the bow tie for our dog? Ring it up. It's St. Patrick's Day. He's not going to look stupid.
Everybody's got kids. These two here in the studio, they both have two. They've got a relatively newborn each and a three-year-old each. How old are your kids, and what's it like being in lockdown with three of them?
Well, they're 8, 7, and 5.
Oh, God.
Which I now know since I've been home. I've memorized their ages. I can almost tell the boys apart now, too.
It's nice that you took a year off between two of them.
Yeah. You're not kidding, man. That was, like, not planned. My son spilled juice the other day. He's like, sorry, it was an accident. I was like, you were an accident. But honestly, it's crazy, you know? You just realize, like, at first I had big expectations. I was like, we're going to learn Mandarin. We're going to pick up a second. Now I'm like, if I can just get them to peel their underwear out of their shorts before it makes its way into the laundry, if I can get them to get it in the basket. They just discard clothes everywhere. Every time I turn around, it looks like a kid melted in my house.
Are you a pets person? Do you have pets in the house, too?
We do. We got a dog. Uh-huh. We just got a dog. I never had a dog before. Never was a dog person.
Uh-huh.
But now I see dog people everywhere. Because you walk around a dog, dog people just come up to you like, what's his name? What's his middle name? We have an Irish Golden Doodle. Okay. A lot of people heard of Golden Doodle. This breeder was like, let's get someone else in the bedroom. Mix it up a little bit. Come on. Pour some Jameson. Get that ginger in here. Let them take a shot. Let's see what comes out. We'll put Irish on the title. Some idiot named McGann will buy it.
Obviously, with the pandemic going on, going out to eat has not been an easy thing. And your wife has a thing about going out to eat.
Even before this, when it was nice out, let's eat outside. I always wanted to eat outside, which is like the only option now. And I don't like eating outside because it's like, I don't even think she does. Like, she freaks out there's a fly in the house. Now she wants to be outside with all of the flies. No one really likes eating outside. You would like an indoor restaurant with an outdoor theme. Would you? Just, you guys all set? We're going to release a live bees. We're just going to... Just want to make sure everyone's ass is sweating first. Is everyone's ass sweating? Good. When you stand up, they're going to be patterned on your shorts because those are metal chairs. And then we're going to turn this fan on and blow everything off your table so you can chase your napkin. You want to play chase your napkin while we sunburn one side of your face?
Now, are you still living in Chicago?
Yeah, still living here. Live on the south side of the city where I grew up.
Now, living on the south side of Chicago, does that mean that you actually know where Leroy Brown lives?
You know it. That's a great song. Yeah, they got a south side of Chicago reference in there.
Yeah,
I'm a White Sox fan, and I like thin crust pizza. I'm not what a lot of people picture when they picture Chicago.
Uh-huh. Well, just the mere fact that you said thin crust pizza, because I was just asking Steve, I'm not a fan of thick crust, of Chicago-style pizza, pan pizza, right? But I've never had it in Chicago, right?
Sure.
So maybe there's a big difference.
I mean, I am defensive enough of Chicago that I would defend the deep dish pizza, but I can certainly understand that, it's, you know, if you didn't dig it and... You know, it's just not, it's nothing that I eat all the time. I mean, you'd be dead if you're eating that all the time. We get the tavern style thin crust. I mean, do you guys eat cheesesteaks all the time?
No, but we,
that's
know.
That's a good point, Ed.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If someone had like a Philly style cheesesteak, we'd scoff at it, of course.
Right. Yeah, right. And there's nothing funnier than going to Tucson and seeing some guy with cheesesteak on the menu.
You're not going to get that.
Right, no.
Where's the best one? I was told Jim's. Was it Jimmy?
Jim's is tourist.
Everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah, Jim, you got to admit, Jim is the most tourist of them all.
No, Pat is.
Pat's or Jesus.
Pat, really?
Yeah, I'd say Pat's and Geno's.
I go with Steve's, and it's not just because my name is Steve. It's literally fantastic.
Right.
I love how everyone is just a guy's name.
Yeah,
right. I go with Mike. I go with Jim's. Steve's.
Right.
That's perfect.
I'm a Tony Luke's guy.
There you go.
There's another one.
Do the names change as you get to the suburbs? Is it like Tyler's? I like Austin. He makes a great cheesesteak.
Right. Well, Bat McGann's got a brand new stand-up special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? And it's available now through everywhere. Pat, thank you so much for checking in. It is great to meet you. And hopefully someday you'll actually be in town and I'll still be in radio.
I want to be doing Helium. I want to come to Helium, and I want to come on your show.
All right,
next time I come through. I love Philly.
You're welcome to both, but I can't book Helium, so you're just welcome here.
All right, I'll try and work on that.
All right. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.